Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Happy Monday. Sunshine helps start the week. I'm Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. And we'll start this conversation by welcoming the Chief Medical Officer at UPMC, Dr. Don Yealy. Welcome back, Doc. Good morning.
Thanks for having me on, and good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. I find it very disconcerting, disheartening, and a bit frightening that there could be a shortage of 300-plus drugs. How does that happen in America, sir?
Well, Marty, this is something that's been going on for the better part of a decade,
yep.
And the frequency might be picking up. And it happens for a couple of reasons. Number one, the supply of a particular drug is limited. And it can be limited because it's brand new and people haven't ramped up fully. You and I talked about that with the diabetes medications that also help with weight loss. That's really a ramping up issue. Same thing can happen with new chemotherapeutic or cancer drugs. Number two, sometimes the supply is disrupted because of disruptions at the place where it's made. A couple years ago, terrible storms hit the areas where almost all the IV fluids across the United States were made. So for a period of time, there wasn't as much of this. We had concentrated the manufacturing in one area. That's very efficient, but sometimes it exposes you to other things. And then number three, sometimes demand spikes incredibly for a particular agent, an agent that either works really well and replaces everything that had been there before, or works well for more than one thing. And you start putting together a few of these different features, and you end up with shortages.
What are the most Amazing. Critical today, doctor?
I think there are some very specific agents in the treatment of cancer that we have to be very careful about when we use and when we don't use them. At UPMC Hillman is the only place that I can speak with a lot of insight. We've not had to deny someone the treatment that was best for them.
Right.
What we had to do is think through, are we using every drop of this as smartly as we can? So we can respond as healthcare providers and ask, is there another alternative? Is there a different way? Are we using the right doses of things? Number two, it's as a consumer to be aware that very often, while there may be specific agents that you've heard about, it's unlikely in most settings, most common settings, that there's only a singular agent. And so having that open conversation saying, hey, what else is there for me? Why we either wait for this to come back? One of the more troublesome shortages recently is our best medicine to fight nausea when you really feel lousy was on short supply. Doesn't sound very life-threatening, but when you're in the middle of having profound vomiting, it's what you wanted and need. And we had to think of and use some drugs and agents that we hadn't done.
What is that drug? I apologize, years. Dr. Frenner. What is that drug?
A trade name of that drug would be Zofran.
Okay.
It was the injectable form of it for a period of time. Wasn't as plenty. It's, when it was introduced, it revolutionized how we treated people with nausea, almost no matter what type of nausea they had. So that may not be life-threatening, but it certainly is something that if you're experiencing either sickness from an infection or from the treatment of another disease, you want it to go away.
Well, hold on, Doc, because this is why I asked him, Larry. I was on that when I was in chemotherapy and radiation therapy, and that drug saved me. And if you can't get it, what he's saying, you become so violently sick, it's really hard to overcome sometimes because it gets to you, doesn't it, doctor?
Absolutely. And we have other agents that work similar. The reason that particular drug was attractive is that it not only worked well, but it was exceptionally safe. Some of the other agents would occasionally cause a side effect that we had to watch for. So we had to ask ourselves, are we using this smartly? A common breathing medication, albuterol, when we give it inside the hospital, was on shortage.
Yep.
What it made us have to ask ourselves is, are we using this as smartly as we can, or are we just reflexly giving one particular thing? I'm not there to cover up for some of the shortages. We have to find better ways. Maybe efficiency in the supply chain isn't the best way to go for everything. We learned that during the pandemic, because if you're depending on one or two people to make all of what you need, any perturbation will throw things off.
Dr. Don Yulee with
UPMC. We can also ask ourselves, are we doing things smart?
Dr. Don Yulee with UPMC. Hey, Doc, what do you tell patients? Now, you got 323 active medication shortages. What do you tell consumers, patients, to do, sir, if their drug can't be found for now?
Let's have the conversation about what you're on, why you're on it, and what can we do alternatively. Usually the first thing is, I'm comfortable with what I have. I don't really want to change. That's understandable. Most of the time, we can find a solution that works pretty much the same way. It is a little bit more of an inconvenience. Nobody really wants change if things have been working well. Have that conversation with your doctor, your nurse practitioner, your physician assistant, whoever. That's step number one before you get worried about, I'm going to have worse health because of this drug shortage.
You know, I've been down this road, man, and to make it personal, on a particular medication, and the doctor says flat out, you need 2 weeks of this, and you go to the pharmacy, you get 7 days. It's so annoying, doctor. It just is.
Yeah, and that's a pharmacy trying to make sure that they parse out what they have as effectively as possible. And it's annoying would be the understatement about it. But that's one of the smart ways to make sure that in times of crunch that we're using absolutely every bit we have and not wasting any of it. Nobody really wants that.
No.
I think the real change will be having a little bit more duplication in the supply. That won't happen overnight.
And before you go, doctor, just curious, are we at the end of the flu season, and where do we stand with COVID at this point?
Nice.
Both of those respiratory infections, and for that matter, RSV also, are at very low levels now. And we're seeing very few people, not zero, who require hospital care from either one of those, and lower numbers in the community. And we kind of expected that. We know for flu that there's a seasonal component to it. And even COVID-19, we know that there's ebbs and flows. So right now, things look much better. I don't know what the future will hold. I know there'll be a flu season next year. I don't know how big it'll be. And I suspect that we'll have some waves of COVID-19, but the individual and built up immunity in our communities is actually growing. And I expect that each of those waves will be way different than what we experienced maybe 2 years ago.
But before he goes on that point, I'm glad you asked him that, Larry. Just last week, a young man, 42 years old, with a great career in law enforcement, passed away from COVID, and he had the vaccine, but he had underlying conditions. So my point is, it can still take lives, sir.
You're absolutely right. So people at extremes of age, particularly the more mature people, are at risk not only for the infection, but for complications from it, and people with multiple conditions. That's also true of influenza. The same groups of people are at risk for terrible complications. While it's better for most, it is still a rough ride and occasionally a death sentence for some people that we care for. If you're in one of those populations, make sure you're still immunized. And if you're in a high threat area, masking for a short period of time still helps protect you. It is still an effective thing. It doesn't mean the entire community has to be masked right now. But if you're in that condition, if you have those risks, be smart about it.
Dr. Don Yulee, Chief Medical Officer, UPMC. Always appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you.
The man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.